How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
The Patriot Act, turning citizens into suspects since 2001. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Valentine's Day, the tradition is we give each other those big red hearts filled with the gamble chocolate. Have you ever eaten any chocolate out of those big red hearts with any confidence? Well, this could either be really good or totally nasty. Well, I'm just pig enough to find out. I got the one filled with toothpaste. I'm going to have to eat another 9 to get rid of that flavor. There's the big red hearts filled with the gamble chocolate, out of the tiny chalk heart-shaped antacids. I know I make nauseous. Here's a Tums with Hug Me written on it. Maybe that'll help.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. I know, I can't believe it's almost Valentine's Day. Welcome to the show. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
And yes, the site is down. There's no reason for my site to be down. Everything has been checked and rechecked and rechecked again, but the content is not coming up. So I put a link on the Facebook page. You can go right to the station that hosts the show and you can listen from there. It's KZNU. So if you find an app with radio stations, KZNU are the call letters, and you can go right to that. Also on SoundCloud, they have all my podcasts up, so you can go right to SoundCloud and listen to the show from yesterday and previous days. But yes, there's absolutely zero reason for it to be down. So I'm not quite sure what we're going to do. We've checked and reached it. We've been working on it for 24 hours and it's been a headache and I'm not quite sure. So was there a hack? I don't know. It's just so hard to know.
Cancel culture.
Whew, what a day this has been. We might have to redo the whole site. We might have to, and I don't know how we're going to do that financially, but we'll figure it out. Anyway, how to do this. We have somebody calling in right now who just experienced something that I want everyone to understand in the state of Utah. Before we get to the coin toss garbly gook that they just did for the city council position, and we have so much to talk about in this hour, but I thought this was really, really important to understand just how punitive some police are being, which is really crazy. Karen, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You were shopping, and I would love for you to tell your story, if you would.
Okay. Well, we there was five of us. My mm-hmm. sister was one of the five. And we went into Natural Grocers in Ogden. And we were told that, you know, they were not enforcing masks. And so we went in there and we, you know, we asked about it. And they says, oh, no, you need to wear a mask. And we says, okay, fine. We just wanted to look around. We left. And we were probably just, maybe just deciding what to do for a couple of minutes when the police pulled up. And so we're like, we didn't know what to do. You know, we can't run, right?
Right.
That's a terrible thing to do. So we just, you know, wait, and they says that they had a call that they were being trespassed. And so, you know, we just started asking the police questions, and then there was two, then there was three, then there was four cops.
Okay.
So, it, you know, it got heated. Arguments got heated. You know, there's mm-hmm. there's no doubt. You know.
Right. Well, I mean, we're a year out now, and so people are they're taking them off. They're like, this is ridiculous, yeah. and for good measure. I mean, of course. But so these police. So you didn't have your ID with you, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. You know, you don't have to have ID.
Right.
You know, I found out Herbie had tried to pass a bill, like Arizona's bill, that made it a police state, but the ACLU did take it to federal court, and so you do not have to be have an ID on you.
Right.
So, yeah.
So they, what happened?
Go ahead.
They took you into custody.
Yeah. So anyway, I just kept on, asking them what the crime was, and they had no answer for it. They couldn't. I mean, because they went in and talked to the people that called the called them on us, and they says no, they didn't want to press any charges.
Right.
And so I says, well, then we're free to go. Mm-hmm. Well, no, we need your name. We need your names, you know, and ID. And I said, I was just wanting to know why they needed it. You know, if there's no crime, if they just missed it, why do you need that?
Right.
But they were insistent, and so was I.
Well, good. I'm glad you stood up for yourself. I really am, because I would have too. I would have said, why do you need it? I'm going to leave now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and they wouldn't let you leave because they blocked you, you know, and we just let us leave. So anyway, he says, well, if you're not going to give us your name, it's a crime for trespassing. I says, well, what is that crime or what is that code number? And so they gave it to me, and I said, well, you know, there has to be a victim. So who's the victim? You know, and they pointed to the building, and I said, smart mouth that I have. I said, that's a victim.
Well, and it's so true. Yeah.
So then they just arrested me, put handcuffs on in front of my sister, you know, and, that was hard on her, you know, she's an autistic adult. And they're looking through, my bag and everything, and found that I had two cards with my sister's name on it. So they thought that was me, but then there was some other information that wasn't the same as, those cards.
Right.
So they said it was a forgery. So they took me off and put me into a holding tank and, read me the rights, but I didn't get a phone call. I didn't get, I insisted on a phone call so that I could find out what, was going to happen to my sister.
Right.
Make sure she was being taken care of. I wanted, you have a right to the judge, right away, and you have a right to an attorney. But none was given. None was given. I was there for over 24 hours. They should have released me, but they didn't.
Oh,
and let me tell you, I've been looking it up, and there was in Davis County, there's 25 deaths because of, the inhumanness of these people, had no disregard. They just disregarded your needs or anything. And being in that, the temperature is probably around 55 maybe.
Jeez.
And, I tried to have a taste of the water, and there was some kind of chemical in there. So, I spit it out, and there's lights on all the time, and they slam doors, and they just, you ask them questions. They just ignore you until you say, uncle.
Jeez. Are you going to sue? Do you have you obviously have a case.
It's like, okay, I should.
Yes.
I don't know where to start, though. Do I start with, the Nazi grocers? Do I start with,
natural grocers. Oh, my gosh.
Natural. Do I start with Weaver County? It's just, where do you start, So.
I'm so sorry.
I will look into it and see what can be done.
I'm so sorry this happened to you. And if you'll contact me and my email, kate@katedalyradio.com, I'm sure there'll be people that reach out to me that want to reach out to you, maybe offer assistance and help in this, because I think you should. I think you should sue. And so let me know, and we'll see what we can do to help you. It's sickening. That's sickening. I don't know how cops sleep at night doing that kind of stuff, but I guess there are some very, very badge-heavy cops that enjoy it, so...
Yeah, exactly. They had to prove each other, especially the you know, the sergeant or whatever he was, mm-hmm. came out, had to prove himself, you know, and prove his muscle.
I guess so, yeah.
You know, nobody should have, I mean, you don't have to be dehumanized.
Right.
You know, you can, you know, so, okay, so, yeah, I didn't want to give the information. I don't have to.
No, you don't. You don't have to.
There's no crime saying I have to.
Right.
So
I'm with you on that. You didn't have to. And so then they are the ones that upped the ante and made it into something it wasn't when you know your rights. So I appreciate you, Karen. Stay the fight. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry that happened. And we'll try to get you some help. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Appreciate that so much.
You bet. Thanks, Karen. Really appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.
All right. Thank you.
I just, what do you say?
That happened for one reason only.
What was that?
They didn't buckle under to the cop.
Yeah.
And his ego got bruised, yep. So he started pushing his yep. authority.
And that's when they lose all respect yep. from the people. And so it's the same thing. You know, I remember the football game outside when the cops were around here, you know, trying to, you know, nail any student they could, you know, because they weren't wearing a mask. And I thought, you know, you don't have to go that far. No one's telling you to go that far, but you're right. It's ego.
Yeah, and the other thing is, if you walk into an open store, until they ask you to leave, you have not committed any trespass. Now, if they ask you to leave and you refuse, now you're trespassing.
Right.
But according to Karen's story, when they asked them to leave for not wearing a mask, they left.
Yeah.
So there was no trespassing there. So the person inside the store that made the call to the police about trespassing was in the wrong, too.
Yes. Yes. So
it's gotten crazy.
It has. And there's no, there's just no reason for that. This is just insane. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay. What's up? It's Eric.
Oh, hey, Eric. You have about a minute. Do you want to tell us what's happening tonight?
Yeah, just at the Fiesta Fun, we're doing a showing of Non-Essential. It's a free showing.
Okay.
And with the Liberty Action Coalition. And hope
awesome.
You guys can make it. Bring your family. And
tonight at Fiesta Fun at 7.
7 p.m.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Awesome. Thank you. I wish you guys luck on that. And I would tell you, go see the movie because we all need to get engaged. After the phone call we just took where she was arrested and held for 24 hours for not wearing a mask, even though, the whole situation was insane. So really appreciate you. Thanks. 7 p.m. tonight, all right, Fiesta Fun. Thank you. What are we going to do? Yeah, that was up in Davis County, and when Karen called in with what happened to her, we'll take your calls right after the break. By the way, we have to go to a break, but this is the kind of stuff where people are not going to put up with cops acting like that. We don't mind that you do your thing, police, but when you start acting like the Stasi, then yeah, we have a problem with that, and you're supposed to be serving us. Not lording over us. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. Well, this is the Kate Daly Show.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Yeah, the site is down. We're trying to figure out what in the world. There's no reason for it to be, so we're trying to figure it out. And appreciate your patience on that one. Jeez, that was unexpected. It's been down for about 24 hours. But the purge begins, man. So many things are purged today, like Project Veritas from Twitter. Before we get rolling, Tropical Pool and Spa has a deal right now, up to $800 off on their Bullfrog hot tub with the interchangeable jet packs in the back. And it's a great hot tub. Has all different seat heights in it. It's really built to last, and it's built for comfort. This is the one you should get while they're doing this deal. Tell them we sent you. Get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. Tropical is the only one I would use. They know what they're doing. They've got a lot of experience. And they build pools. They have the Bullfrog. They have the swim spas. Up to $2,000 off on a swim spa. Take advantage of it right now. We'll go ahead and take some calls. Jeez. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Government is a parasite in nature, Kate. If we decide to stop feeding it, stop fixing its cars, and for heaven's sakes, don't sell it any ammunition, they can't hurt us at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. We're up against it, man. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. What are we going to do? That's the big question, isn't it? And this is the time, you know, this is the time we've got to be heavily engaged in solutions.
How do you heavily engage with a government that makes a report in just a matter of days that a lab experiment was done using two artificial heads?
Yeah.
That says that wearing two masks is better than one. They were counting the coronavirus-sized particles that were passing the 6 feet in between the artificial heads. Now, just how did they count those?
So I played this yesterday, but the CDC yesterday came out and made a very big point to say that it was done in a lab, not the real world. Why? We have the real world right here with people wearing masks for a year. Mm-hmm. I mean, this didn't just start. And so they came out and they made that point several times that this was done in a lab. And all they showed was air going from one person head to another fake head. Well, what about your immune system? What about, you know, the fact that people are healthy? What about none of that even entered into it? They just said less air with two masks. Well, might as well just wear three then.
But what about the wind? What about the air conditioning blowing?
Yeah. What about when you're sitting at a table to eat and you don't have them on? This is why we have said the things we've said for a year, is because everything's nonsensical. Nothing about this makes sense. And when the CDC comes out and tells you they couldn't even perform a test on two live people wearing masks, because they have to have some deniability. See, they're putting out crap and they have to sell it. And so what do? They have to tell you, well, we did this in a lab. I mean, that was so telling to me about the nonsense going on, because Fauci even came out and said, there's no data. The guy is a total tool. The guy that invented the PCR test has said what a tool this guy is. Anyway, Fauci, before his death. Okay. So tonight, Fiesta Fun, 7 p.m., they're showing Eric's movie. And if you're pro-business and pro-America and pro-people and pro-liberty, might want to attend. This is a fundraiser for the Liberty Action Coalition. They did another coin toss, did they not? They backtracked the coin toss. They had Erickson in.
They didn't like the first coin toss?
Yeah. So then they went back to do another coin toss after they narrowed it down to another two people. And
they revoted.
Curtis Bardell got it.
Mm-hmm. And narrowed it down.
Down to two.
What was their justification for canning the first one?
Yeah.
They didn't like it?
They said there is a statute, although they didn't follow this statute when they first did it, they said. So Rick Erickson should be in there, because that's the way they did it.
And
they had already announced that he was going in, and he might have been a pretty good pick. I hear some good things about him, right?
Yeah.
And so, and so he was gracious enough to say, well, I guess if the statute says it has to be done another way, but why wasn't it done the first way? Why wasn't it done that way the first time?
Oh, I smell a rat.
I do too. So the next round saw Natalie Larson face off with Vardell Curtis. I'm sorry, reverse Vardell. And so Curtis won that round. And the vacant council seat, 3-1.
So it didn't tie again.
Instead, the first coin toss was made to decide whether it would be Larson or Erickson who would advance to the next round to face Curtis.
They intentionally made a mess of that so they could just put in who they want.
Yeah, and so the correction was, because now it's really confusing. Does anybody get that? So now the correction is, and there was some tension in the air, you think? So it's ridiculous. This whole thing is ridiculous. So the corrections, they said that they made their corrections, and now it's Curtison. So let me just remind you that their stipulations for hiring a city council member were, will you go with the flow? Will you agree with our vision? It wasn't, do you know your authority? Do you know what to do with this job? Do you know how insignificant really a mayor and city council should be? Do you realize, you know, do you understand what a constitution is? Do you understand what liberty is? None of that. That's disgraceful. Says a lot to me. It was about, will you go with the flow? Okay. So there's that. It's disappointing. It's disappointing. And, you know, kudos to Erickson for taking it nicely. But that was strange.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why should it be kudos to him for taking it nicely? I would much rather have seen him raise holy hell.
Yeah.
About
no, you're right. You're right. You're right. Anyway. So, yeah, there's that. I'm still thinking and kind of reeling from Karen's story when she called up and was arrested and held for 24 hours in a cell for not wearing a mask. And really, it wasn't for not wearing a mask. It was for not providing her name after the natural grocer who first did call the police then said they weren't going to press charges. She didn't give their name to him.
And unless you're being detained because the police have evidence and believe you've committed a crime, you do not have to provide identification. A cop can't just walk up to you and say, can I have your ID, please?
And how was she charged with trespassing? How does trespassing work into that? It's a store. It's open. She walked in.
That's right.
How is that trespassing? I hope she sues. And I hope somebody out there listening can help her case. Because this is a good case to go to court. Because they really have nothing. So this would be a tremendous opportunity to get behind her.
They manufactured the trespassing charge.
Mm-hmm.
Because they knew they had no statute for anything else.
Yeah.
So they manufactured it.
So how do you prove trespassing? Because when she was told to leave because she wasn't wearing a mask, they debated it for a moment because she was saying, but why? You know, and that was their call for trespassing?
No.
You can't debate it? I mean, that's ridiculous.
That may be technically a trespass, mm-hmm. but it's not criminal trespass.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's a difference under the law.
Right. Wow. So, and if she would have left, would it have been fleeing the scene? I mean, how far are they willing
to go? Arrest.
Yeah. I know cops listen to this show, and all I can say is,
don't
be that cop. You will not have the respect of this citizenry. And when you lose respect of this citizenry, that's what people are angry about is when they go that far. And that's why we say police state. Mm-hmm.
Well, those are the kind of police that end up in Nuremberg at the end of the war.
Yeah, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, pretty much. We also wanted to tell you about a story. This just makes me sick. It just makes me sick to even have to talk about this. Talk about California. The sheds.
Yeah. Los Angeles has come up with a solution for the homeless, Kate. They're buying 8-foot by 8-foot yard sheds. Mm-hmm. And those are going to be homes for the homeless.
And the elderly?
At $130,000 a piece for 8-foot you by know. 8-foot sheds that I put up in my backyard for less than $2,000.
Wow. You know, the role of government, is so oppressive right now and so overreaching that it's hard to explain to people that we arrived in this place. But I know it's going to get worse. I do.
And, well, that's delightful.
I know, and I'm so sorry to say that, but it is. It's getting worse, and we're going to have to band together in the way that We're going to have to protect businesses. We're going to have to work with lawsuits like Pam Popper's.
Yep.
We're going to have make Americans free again.com. We're going to have to
stick together.
Stick together and work harder.
And not be afraid to make a sacrifice. This isn't going to get fixed without some sacrifice. So what's going to be worse, the sacrifice that Biden wants you to make or the sacrifice you're willing to make for liberty?
Yeah. And and then, well, when we come back, I have a story that's just awful. It's awful. And it, but you know what it says to me? It says, get ready. It says, get ready and also get things in order, like your food supply and all of these things while you have that opportunity. The Biden administration is launching a war on Americans' food supply. And this is being done by paying farmers not to grow food, ordering the Department of Agriculture to pursue a zero growth policy.
Nice.
Placing restrictions on grocery stores, restaurants, and meat packing plants. The U.S. is also having, just like with the lumber shortage, a severe shortage of fertilizer. That will cause a decrease in prices in the yields, of course, and then prices to rise.
Cows stop eating?
It's just amazing, isn't it? But you know what, though? If there's one thing I know about the resiliency and the resolve of the American people, the majority of us, we're going to get together to help each other through some of these things. So,
you know, what you said is very important. The majority of us.
Yeah.
We are the majority.
Mm-hmm.
These nutcases are a small minority that have somehow worked their way into a position of power.
Right.
They're a minority.
We'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. But don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please. Don't fence me in.
Just welcome back, Kate Daly Show. ABC, Auto Body Central, they should be your pick. If you need something done with your car, if you're in an accident, they would definitely be the pick because you get to choose your provider. They'll come to your house. They'll do an assessment. They'll take care of all of it for you. You don't have to do anything, which is so nice. And they will actually work with your insurance company for you. They've got so many years of experience, and they're really good at what they do. And they'll get you back in your car quickly, and they'll communicate with you the whole time. Believe me, I've been through the process more than I care to admit with kids. And let me tell you, they are awesome. I highly recommend those guys. They know what they're doing. Auto Body Central, ABC in Washington. They are just that good. I wouldn't use anyone else. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You guys are in the crosshairs.
Yeah.
Did you see the New York Times article on Glenn Beck?
No,
yes, I
haven't.
Oh, it's a doozy.
Yeah.
It's a real doozy.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Conservative talk radio is their next target, and they're going to go after you with a vengeance. And all you can say is, God bless you for what you do, and just do it as long as you can.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of us rely on you.
Thanks so much for that vote of confidence. Thank you. My site, very interesting, right? My site to just go down. No apparent reason. There's nothing wrong with my URL. Everything's up to date. It's just no reason.
The title of the Times article was how right-wing radio stoked anger before the Capitol siege.
Whoa, there was a siege?
Oh, yeah. That's what
was that
saying.
After or before they took selfies in the Capitol? it's stoking anger. Not what's going on in the world, not the fact that we're being deceived and lied to, and they just hijacked, and it was a very fraudulent election on top of a very fraudulent COVID year, right? You're not supposed to be, yeah. If you show any anger about that at all. I saw a meme, leftists were passing around, and this was one of the guys that is head of the BLM up in Salt Lake. And he said, you beware of those conservatives out there. They are mad, they're angry, they're just quieter about it, but they will get you. So you better be ready for them because they're really mad about the election and they're just simmering and they're going to attack. And so you leftists out there, you be careful. You be careful out there.
You know,
you waif like little leftists.
And the only thing I've heard any conservatives talk about is to be ready to defend themselves.
Yeah, give me a break. I mean, give me a break. This is all they've got.
You know, this Times article mentions a lot of names.
Mm-hmm.
But of all the names it mentions, the one name it didn't mention was Tucker Carlson.
That's weird.
It is weird. They Limbaugh, Sean, Glenn Beck, Bongino.
Interesting.
No, Tucker Carlson. And I think he's harder right. on them than everybody.
Right. One of the best things that Trump could do with his money right now. Do his own. And I know that there's been articles talking about that. But right now in America, if you have surplus means in a pretty big neighborhood there, and you love this country, and I know you do.
You got to do it.
You got to do it. You got to start putting your money to shore up media. Because when we lose the true Fourth Estate, when we lose true media,
we're done.
We're screwed.
Yeah.
It's the best thing that people will do with their money. Because honestly, having that kind of money, if you want to live in the leftist paradise, it's going to be taken from you anyway.
That's right. Eventually, they take it from everyone.
You won't have it. And right now, there are people willing. We're two small ducks. We're willing. We're willing to talk about these things on the air. We're willing to go to bat. People out there are willing to do it. And there's wonderful talk show hosts. But we're going to be, and we knew this if Hillary got in too, she was going to go after talk radio
immediately.
Too. And so that's why I'm saying, look, if you have the means, I'm talking to you right now. You're sitting on a pile of money. You don't know what to do. Please don't buy another piece of art. Please don't buy another vacation house. Put your money into media, no matter where you put it in. I don't care. Just put it into truthful media somewhere, somehow. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. This isn't on the subject. It's on an earlier subject that you had when you were mm-hmm. talking about the woman that got trespassed at Natural Grocers.
Sure. Arrested.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you had heard anything about the woman that got arrested at Alta View Hospital just recently.
No.
Nope.
So Raul Hevia, you used to have him on quite a bit.
Yes, I know Raul.
Years
mm-hmm.
ago.
Sure.
And he knows all the details to this, but what I do know that was confirmed so far is that she has a medical exemption. She went to her appointment there at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
As she was walking through the door, the security guard grabbed her, pulled her back. Her toe got caught on the door somehow. She fell. And she was charged. She was handcuffed and charged with trespassing and something else. I can't think of what, kind of like resisting or something. All she was doing was going to her appointment, and her doctor knew she had this exemption, and they literally attacked her.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're trying to, we've got a lot of people involved in that, but if you want to give him a call, talked to several people that are.
Sure.
In the know.
I'll do that. So. Thank you so much for bringing that to our attention. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It's disgraceful.
Another one.
I know.
What do they think they're saving the world from with this kind of behavior?
I don't know. It made me absolutely sick. They showed a picture of Dictator Cox grinning ear to ear, this really goofy grin, with the headline of 89% of those in elderly nursing homes are now vaccinated. And I had just finished reading an article about a New York man that had just received the vaccination and died. And then another story about some nursing home victims that died the same day they got their shot as well. And I thought, here's this guy who's grinning ear to ear as if he's doing something for humanity. And he's such a total disgrace, Spencer Cox. And how excited and even giddy he is about making sure that people get a vaccine that have all kinds of issues. Those are the people that are not supposed to get the vaccine.
Yep.
And I'm even calling it a vaccine. I shouldn't even be doing that. It's gene altering. Okay. And so they're getting this gene altering shot with all kinds of different ailments going on. And he's giddy about it. And almost 90%, they're making them. Please. I know a couple that got their mother out of a nursing home. And it's been a trial. I mean, it's been a trial. She's got a lot of needs. But guess what? It was the best decision they made. And they're really happy they did it because she has flourished. She's in her 90s and she's flourished since they got her out.
Mm-hmm.
And she was dwindling. She was dwindling. I mean, she couldn't get visitors and stuff. And so the minute they put her in that in their home, she just started being her old self again. Really amazing.
Any type of isolation is harmful to the elderly.
I agree. And it really is. It's a sad state of affairs. And here he is giddy over it. It just made me sick. I saw that photo and I just thought, shame for shame, you know? Go ahead, caller. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. I heard over the weekend that the death toll now is up to 7 in the capital.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone from 50 to 100 people to 200 people. Now it's 800 people stormed the Capitol.
Oh, wow. That's a
lot
of people.
Also, I listened to just a little bit of NPR until I was about ready to throw up and couldn't listen anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And what they said was that there were 7 deaths.
Hmm.
This is what they said right into the court record. There were 7 deaths due
to
that.
It's like COVID. They'll just keep counting it, even though it's supposed to come off the list. And so even though the guy did not get hit by a fire extinguisher, he died of a stroke, apparently from what the family said. And the coroner said it wasn't blunt force trauma. And they had to retract that story, but it won't come off the total. See, and they'll just keep adding to it. Yeah. It's disgusting.
And why haven't we been given the names of all of these people?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Also, I heard another report over the weekend that there have been 364 deaths from the gene therapy.
Yeah.
And there have been over 9,000 serious injuries like Bell's palsy and people going into bits and things like that.
We're aware. Thank you. Appreciate it. That's so true.
This morning in the Senate hearings, one of the Democrat senators played a video. It was introduced as a previously unseen video that was found yesterday.
Really?
And all it showed was a Capitol cop coming down a hallway, kind of jogging down a hallway, Mitt Romney and another senator turn around and run with the cop. It doesn't show one single protester, one single insurgent.
But this is evidence?
And this is evidence that they were scared for their life. Because a cop came and told him, run for your life.
Well, but Romney saw a conservative. Anyway.
It was unbelievable.
No, it's
a brand new video.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, what's that piece of evidence supposed to say?
They said it's supposed to show that they feared for their life. This could have been filmed this morning.
Gosh. The never-before-seen video. You got to love it. And I can't even talk about the impeachment thing because it's such a show trial.
But you got a little bit. Let some of this, like this. Oh. This video literally could have been videotaped 10 minutes beforehand.
Yep. Yeah. 100%. This is getting so out of hand. But when you have the media's cover, this is what happens. It is. It's what happens. So we'll take this call real quick. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, bingo, I made it.
go right ahead. You only have about a minute.
Okay, the thing I want to say is that who in their right mind would think that President Trump actually wanted anyone to raid the Capitol?
Oh, no one thinks that.
Of course he did.
Yeah, it's just they have to demonize. Yeah, they've got to demonize
exactly.
Us.
They're accusing him of something that we know his intent was not there.
Well, he didn't even do
it. What happened again? Exactly.
So,
exactly. And to put this on him,
it's ridiculous.
And Trump supporters.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yes. And in fact, he didn't do anything.
Nope.
So they just conjured up a crime. They staged an event at which people were enticed to go that were on the left to dress up as the Trump supporters, wear Trump hats. And then when they walked in and were waved into the Capitol, they took selfies. They weren't armed. There was no gunfight. There was no, they weren't beating people up. There was nothing really going on except an accusation that they killed somebody with a fire extinguisher, which didn't happen. So that summarizes the event at the Capitol that they keep talking about as a siege. It's disgusting. And I know you guys understand that this is, it really is. I feel like it's the banana republic. That's what this is. And we're watching them invent a crime so that they can demonize the right. So there's a reason to take down radio and TV and what's left anyway. See to it that we are the ones that are consistently accused of violence because they're the ones doing it, but we're going to be the ones accused of it. It's great cover, really. It's great cover. So how are we going to deal with this? And that's why I say, look, we have got to shore up businesses. We've got to shore up lawsuits. We have got to use the Constitution that we have. We have to work together to do this. And honestly, it's being educated enough about the situations, just like the impeachment, to understand how and why. There's no lawful reason. They can't even point to anything in the Constitution that would allow them to do this. It's absolutely asinine, but it's going to get more so that way. So we better get together and figure out ways to deal with this, peaceably deal with this. We'll be right back with Chris Ann Hall, so don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show.